with the change of quarterbacks, is much change for you guys? How are your styles different?
You know, honestly, man, you know, we just got to go out there and continue to, you know, play football, man. You know, I think last game, Foles did a great job of just coming in and really, you know, just giving us the opportunity to, you know, keep up and just play our same offense tempo and things like that. Nothing really changed. So, regardless who's that quarterback, you know, we still have a job, and, you know, gives us opportunities to go out there and make plays and do what we need to do. So, you know, we just try to keep everything the same as much as possible and, you know, just continue doing what we need to do to win games.
Now, Mike obviously throws one of the best deep balls in the league. It's maybe a different situation with Nick. How does that affect you and the routes you're running?
I mean, honestly, I don't see anything changing. You know, within that game, like I said, when Foles came in and, you know, put up some great numbers and gave us some great opportunities, really not too much to change. You know, Foles knows what he needs to do to, you know, to be a good quarterback in this league. And, you know, not only that, just to run this offense. And, you know, I think he has a good feel for, you know, everybody's speed and everybody's, you know, ability to make plays down the field and just do whatever it is we need to do to be a successful offense. So, you know, as far as anything changing with that, you know, we continue to go out there and just, you know, get them same opportunities and just go out there and, you know, play hard and, you know, everything will come to us. So we're not going to force nothing. You know, we're going to continue to, you know, take, you know, one play, one game at a time and just go out there and just, you know, strive for greatness.
They obviously have different skill sets, though. So what does Nick do well?
I mean, honestly, man, you know, I don't really want to get into, you know, different skill sets and, you know, trying to compare them. You know, Foles, like I said, once again, you know, he's came in, he's proven that he could play in this league. So, you know, similarities are what they do different. Honestly, as a wide receiver, it doesn't change to me. You know, two different quarterbacks for sure, but, you know, they both have opportunities to play in this league and play at a high level. So, you know, really the opportunity sets everything. What we're able to go out there and do as an offense is more anything is what I'm more focusing, you know, concerned about just going out there and, you know, playing together as, you know, a full offense, everybody, you know, doing what they need to do to get their jobs done and, you know, just playing at a high level and, you know, playing with high intensity. So, you know, characteristics or, you know, abilities, what they can do, what they can't do, honestly doesn't matter to me. He could go out there, he could get it done. He's proven that and, you know, he's continued going out there and, you know, doing what he needs to do to take control of the offense. And, you know, everybody's comfortable and confident with him. So we're excited.
Deshaun, it seems that sometimes Nick gets the ball out a little bit quicker than Michael does. And of course, Mike's a little bit more athletic back there. But how valuable is that to an offense to have the ball fired up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a great thing to go out there, you know, as a quarterback and, you know, for him to know everything that's going on as far as what coverage is or, you know, what reads he's going to go through in his mind and get the ball out. As a wide receiver, you know, that's what you really look for. So you can catch the ball and, you know, the defender's not so close on you. So, you know, he does a great job of that as well. And, you know, he reads the defense. He knows, you know, his reads. He knows where it needs to go. So, you know, we just continue to just keep working, going out there and just, you know, practicing and watching film on what looks we're going to be getting from defenses because, you know, every week, so far, it's been the same, but this week we think, you know, Tampa will stick to what they do, you know, with play Tampa 2 and, you know, show us different coverages like that. So just been, you know, watching film and doing things like that.
How are they using Revis?
Huh?
How are they using Revis?
I mean, you know, he's playing ball. I mean, he's a great player, one of the best cornerbacks in the league. You know, I love facing guys that have the ability to go out there and be a shutdown corner. So, you know, anytime you have guys like that when you go into games, you know, it gets the best out of you as you, you know, want to step your game up and things like that. So, what he's been doing, like I say, he's in a little different defensive scheme. I'm playing two a little more. And, you know, he's moving inside, doing different things like that. So, you know, just trying to move me around, just keep me fluid throughout the game and just really just catch him off guard and doing different things that we've been doing the past couple of weeks to, you know, hopefully get me open.
Coming off this game.
Yeah.
And then the Dallas game. I know you don't think about the following. Mm-hmm. It's a tough spot for a team.
Yeah.
Mentally, how do you approach? They were on a bye week too. Is there anything differently that the team does that you do that Chip Kelly has done to try to keep you mentally as focused?
Yeah, I mean the best thing I can say is you know we try to look at one game at a time. Honestly, we know how important you know it is, especially last week being 1-3. This week being 2-3, you know, it's very important for us just to take advantage of every opportunity we have to go out there and just give us a shot, you know, at the long haul. And that's all, you know, everybody wanted to get into the playoffs and, you know, taking it deeper and farther into that. But, you know, all we can really worry about is one week at a time. I think this week, Tampa Bay being 0-4, us being 2-3, you know, it still can't get no better than that. It's, you know, a lot riding on this game. You know, we don't want to look too far into Dallas week because that's going to be a huge game too. So all we could do is eat what's in front of our face right now, and that's Tampa Bay. So I had to take one meal at a time. You know, you can't stuff it all in your face at once.
You said before that you don't think anybody can stop you one-on-one. Does that apply to Revis?
That definitely goes for whoever, man. You know, any guy, you know, trying to guard me one-on-one, man coverage, definitely feel my speed and, you know, my ability to, you know, deep thread, go down the field, do whatever it is I need to do. I still feel comfortable and confident regardless who's guarding me. So, like I said, hopefully we'll get some of them looks and be able to go down the field. But, you know, if not, if I had to do underneath or, you know, hitches, whatever the case may be to, you know, help my team win the game, that's, you know, what I'm here to do. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Are you going to follow you wherever you go?
I'm sure, I'm definitely sure he'll follow me. You know, we played him when he played at the Jets and, you know, I think it 2 years ago or whatever when we played him, he followed me as well too. So, you know, I'm definitely sure his coaches are confident in him. You know, but I don't think he can run with me. I don't think he's as fast as me. So it'll be a challenge, man. He's a great player. You know, nothing to take away from him. But like I said, I'm just, you know, focused on what we have to do here, which is win a football game. So we're not going to make it until a one-on-one battle. We're not going, you know, me versus Revis. It's, you know, the Eagles versus Tampa Bay. And, you know, at the end of that game, as long as we're winning, that's all that matters to me.
What's the biggest challenge, though, when you go up against him? Is it his strength at the line of scrimmage?
I mean, you know, he has the elusiveness. He's alert. You know, he's smart. He has intelligence. He has feet work. I mean, he's just one of them guys that, you know, he knows what he's doing and he's comfortable and confident playing press or playing off the ball. You know, so being in this league a long time, you know, and him being a guy that as a wide receiver, you always kind of, you know, is aware of who's one of the best corners or, you know, vice versa. He's aware of, you know, who's one of the, you know, fastest receivers. And, you know, when the last time I played, he's like, man, you know, you're too fast, man. Slow down, you know, little things like that. But, you know, I'm just going to try to, you know, stride him and put my speed on him and stress him out as much as I can. You know, I know he had the injury, you know, last year and things like that. So, you know, he's been playing. As far as I know, he's been healthy. So, got to do what I need to do to win him.
You had the red zone touchdown catch Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But most of your career, you really haven't been a big factor in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's been?
I mean, honestly, I'm, you know, probably being an under 6 feet guy, you know, not too confident that I could go up and probably catch jump balls and things like that. But, you know, I can't really speak for that. It's been what it's been. And, you know, since I've been here, I guess I've been a deep threat, you know, big play, home run hitter. So whatever the plan is and, you know, whatever plays the coach calls, have to go out there and do my job. So if I could get more opportunities in the red zone, I'll love them. If not, you know, stick with it. So it'll be all right. We'll be good.